Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go, please, to Proverbs, the 4th chapter? Without really announcing it, we began a new series last week. I found out later that we had begun a new series. And it's based on this passage here, Proverbs 4, 20 through 23, about health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. Said out loud, health,
health
to all their flesh. Proverbs 4 and verse 20 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Everybody say it out loud. Words.
Words.
Sayings.
Sayings.
That's different way of referring to the same thing. Let them not depart. Let them what? Them words, them sayings, not depart from your eyes. How do you look at words? Keep them what? Them words, them sayings, in the midst of your heart. How do you do that? Verse 22, for they what? They words, they sayings, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. What is health to all their flesh? The words. To say His words, His sayings, are life to those that find them, and health, or the margin says medicine, to all their flesh. Well, all your flesh would include anything you could have a problem with. Every part of your body. Verse 23, keep your heart. Other translations say guard it. With all diligence. For out of your heart are the issues of life. Life. You can't see under a microscope. You can see the effects of life. You can see the results of life, but you can't see life because it's spiritual. It's amazing. When a child is conceived and grows in the womb and is born, you can track the development from one stage to the next, but you can't see the life. You can't see what's causing the child to develop. You can't see what's causing it to develop from one stage to the next. It's life. It's life. God is life. His words are life. Jesus said in John 6:63, the flesh profits nothing. But He said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Said out loud, His words,
His words
are spirit. And they are life.
They are life.
And they are health.
They are health.
To all my flesh. They're life to your inner man and quickening to your mind, your emotions, your soul. And they are life and health to all our flesh as well. You cannot exaggerate the significance and potency of His words. Everything that exists is the result of His words. The heavens and the earth. Everything. Everything that was made by the agency of His words. He spoke and it was done. He spoke and it manifested. It happened. Hallelujah. I know not everybody in the world believes that. But they can't explain to you, if it didn't happen that way, they can't explain to you how it did. They got no answers. So at the very least, they ought to be honest and say, I don't know. Right. You do understand what a theory is, don't you?
Yes.
A theory is not a fact. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, used to say this. He said, here, do you want to know what a theory is? We'd all go, yeah. He said, here's what a theory is. A theory is a supposition based upon ignorance of the topic under discussion. Because if you knew, it wouldn't be a theory, right? And here's what's sad. Theories are taught in our schools, our elementary schools, our high schools, our universities. Theories are taught as science. They are taught as facts. And they're not. They're theories. Amen. Belief is a choice. It's a choice. If you say, some people say, well, I'm sorry, I just can't believe that. That's a lie, that you can't believe something. Because by nature of what it is, belief is a choice. To be correct, you should say, I choose not to believe that. Because you could believe it if you would. It's a choice. My son, let's read it again. Let me read this to you from the New Century Version. New Century says, my child, pay attention to my words. This is the NCV, Proverbs 4:20. Pay attention to my words. Listen closely to what I say. Now, we need to keep track of this because all the rest of the passage is based on these two things. His words, what he says. Don't ever forget my words. Keep them always in mind. They, my words, are the key to life for those that find them. Now, this tells you that not everybody finds them. This only happens for who? Those who find them. And it's not just a matter of being able to look it up in a text and put your finger on it and say, I found it. That's not what he's talking about. How'd you find it? You saw it. You heard it. You understood it. You had the revelation of it. Which is why you need to keep, that's why he says, don't let them depart from your eyes. Why? You got to keep looking at it until you see it. You got to keep listening to it until you hear it. You got to keep pondering it and meditating it, thinking about it until you get it, until you understand it. And it's not that these things are so hard to see and get. It's because the enemy is in this realm. Darkness is in this realm. And everything is working to keep you from seeing it. To blind you. 2 Corinthians 4 says that the god of this world, talking about the devil, has blinded the minds of those that believe not. So it's not that, you know, well, let me just say this. How many have ever read scriptures or heard things preached 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, and in that 51st time you thought, oh, that's what that means. Well, it's not because you were so slow or so dull or that it's so hard and mysterious to understand. It's because the enemy and the darkness in this world, everything is working to prevent you from seeing it, to keep you blind spiritually. And how did you overcome that? You heard it the 51st. What if you'd stopped at 49? And the fact that you heard it the 51st time means you kept coming back to it. Yeah. Is that right? You let it keep coming to you. You didn't let it depart from your eyes, and you kept it around you and in the midst of your heart until you found it. Amen. You found it. And there's no mistaking when you found it. You get excited. You go, glory to God. Look at this. Sometimes you go to show your friends, look at this. And they go, okay. Because it ain't their 51st time. It's their second time. Come on, can you see that? And you need to remember, lest you get frustrated with them, that you didn't see it until 51. And they're only on 3. Why don't you see it? Why didn't you see it? But regardless, some people might see it on time 13. Others might not see it till time 98. But what's the key? Keep on looking at it. Keep on listening to it. Right? Keep on feeding on it. Hearing it. And you can tell, like I mentioned Friday night, if something really ministers to you, you need to hear it again. And again. And again. And again. And it's not because of a man or a woman. It's because the Spirit of God did something in that that ministered beyond your intellect, right to your spirit, right into you. And you need to, even though it blessed you, your head has not been fully affected by it. Just because your spirit's been impacted doesn't mean your mind was enlightened. They're not the same thing. Frequently, your spirit will be jumping up and down, and your head will go, what? What? What are we excited about? Which means you've got to keep causing your head to hear it until your head catches up with your heart and is enlightened. Which means you need to hear it again and see it again. Think about it some more. Talk about it some more. Those are not my words. Did you read it? Verse 23? Proverbs 4? 23? Well, let me back up. I'm moving too quick. Verse 21? Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. This is how you get it. Not just hearing something on a Sunday morning. And that's the end of it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.